Grace and peace to you on this day, friends in Christ. I have an all-time favorite chore to do in our house. It is a chore that I do not need to be reminded to do. It's one that I actually chomp at the bit every week to do it. It's mowing the grass. I love to mow the yard. The smell of that fresh cut grass, the exercise that it takes, because if one person mows our yard, which is in basically almost four sections, it's almost 3 hours. But mostly, I enjoy the meditation, the hum of the steps, the pushing, the quietness. It's a time in which I can talk with God and there is no interruptions. I love mowing so much, we actually have two lawnmowers. I have a gas lawnmower and one of those old-fashioned push lawnmowers. So what does mowing the lawn have to do with anything? Yeah, our psalm today, we heard about grass being cut and withered away. And in the gospel, Jesus talks about the branches from the vine being clipped in order to have abundant fruit. But that's not mowing the yard, is it? But let's think about this for a minute. What is the natural tendency of grass? It is to grow, and it's to grow straight up and to grow high. And if we allow our grass to grow, it will start to thin out, and only the tallest blades will survive. And that's one of the reasons we mow our yard, because we want that thick, luscious lawn, don't we? Instead of the sparing holes. So when we trim our grass regularly, the energy that the grass uses to grow tall is diverted, and it's actually used now to grow its root system and to develop that system to grow down, but also to grow outward. And it allows for new shoots of grass to spring up, and thus creating the thicker and the healthier lawn. And it also reduces the amount of space that the weeds need in order to grow. Now, I said I had a gas lawnmower and I had that old-fashioned push lawnmower. And yes, I use both of them. But why would I do that? The grass lawnmower, when it is used, cuts the blades of grass by actually breaking or tearing the blades. And it makes for a drastic traumatic cut. And it takes longer for the grass to heal from that. But the push mower blade cuts the grass almost as if it was a scissor cut. And it leaves a thin wound that heals much quicker. And because of that, it allows more energy to be put into the development of the root system. Now, besides the workout and the ecological reasons for using the push mower, at all times, both mowers actually do serve a purpose throughout the entire mowing season. So, cutting the grass is, in some ways, true when it comes to our spiritual life. As we grow, we will discover that there are some things in our lives, even some really good things, which have to be cut in order to have a closer and deeper relationship with God and with one another. To make room for stronger and richer root system. You are dedicating a piece of art today. And that art is a perfect example of this. It shows not only what is seen above the surface, above the ground, it shows the tree trunk and the branches, and it shows the leaves, but it also reminds you that they do not exist without the root system. It truly is what holds the stuff above ground all together. If the root system is strong and deep, the winds of life are less likely to disturb what is growing above ground. It is when we allow our roots to become thin and shallow that the fruits we have been created to bear are reduced. And pruning is the only way to create deep roots and luscious fruit. But sometimes pruning can be quite painful. God may be calling us to let go of something that is very dear to us, but may not be helpful or healthy. We may even go through a time of suffering in order to get to a new level of fruit bearing. Everything you do here, your worship time, your outreach, your Bible study, sharing how God is acting in your lives with others, and serving the stranger among you, is designed for each of you to help one another bear healthier fruits daily. Now, sometimes this world beats us up so badly that we feel as if we are not able to bear any fruit at all. In those times, remember, God is always with you. You have not been abandoned. Look around you. Look how many people God has put into your life to help you. Jesus died on a cross for you and me. He died so that we can be washed clean of our sins. In your baptism, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. You became heirs of the kingdom of God. In these waters, you were grafted into that vine. Paul said, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed then of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's own purpose and grace. Join Paul in speaking the gospel, even when it's not popular, even if it means imprisonment, for the gospel is our root system. It is our stronghold. It is what keeps us grounded and steady. Whether life uses a gas mower or the old-fashioned push mower. Amen.